Good morning, I'm Mike Yoretta. Here are the top pandemic-related headlines this hour on ANC. Australia extends the hard lockdown in Sydney for another 14 days after 3 weeks of restrictions failed to stop the COVID-19 outbreak there, driven by the Delta variant. This comes as the city recorded 97 new locally transmitted cases the day before. 24 of those were community infections.
That is the number. The 24 number is what we need to get down to as close to zero as possible before we can end the lockdown. And I really want to make that point clear.
Sydney has been in lockdown since late June, with its 5 million population only allowed to go out for essential work and some exercise. Many non-essential businesses remain closed and most students are staying at home. Elsewhere in the world, over in Indonesia, they're reporting a record 47,899 new COVID-19 cases Tuesday. This brings the national tally to more than 2.6 million infections. Fatalities, meanwhile, are at over 68,000. The surge in cases there has led to a spike in the demand for oxygen from 400 tons a day to 2,000 tons. Now, to address this shortage, Jakarta plans to import more than 40,000 tons of liquid oxygen from abroad. The government says that they will also buy 40,000 oxygen concentrators from the United States, from China, and from Japan. Elsewhere in Asia, most of South Korea will see tighter COVID-19 restrictions after the Asian nation posted another record number of new infections. Gatherings of more than 8 people are now banned, while restaurants and bars must close by midnight. Their capital of Seoul is already under the country's tightest restrictions. This as South Korea reported 1,615 new COVID-19 cases Wednesday. The Delta variant is partly behind the present surge, accounting for more than 30% of all new cases reported between July 4th to July 10th. Here at home, the Philippines gets a million more doses of Sinovac's COVID-19 vaccine. Now, the shipment arrived at the Ninoy Aquino International Airport this morning. That's a welcome development for many local government units, as vaccine shortages forced them to either halt or to limit their vaccination drives. The cities of Las Piñas, Taguig, and Valenzuela were just among the many that had to suspend their second doses for inoculations for recipients for Sinovac, as they had to wait for additional vaccine supplies. Now, despite this shortage, vaccine chief Carlito Galvez Jr. says that the country still reached a significant milestone earlier this week.
Na-bridge na natin ang pinaka-highest day ano natin, jump natin. 375,000 po tayo kahapon.
This new shipment of government-procured Sinovac shots raises the total number of vaccines received by the Philippines to over 21 million, 9 million of which were donations. And those were the top headlines this hour. I'm Mikey Oreta. Please stay safe and keep it here on ANC, the ABS-CBN News Channel.